well.
Rules committee meeting come to order. Meeting session for Senate Bill number 20 has an act relating to implied consent to preliminary breath test by aircraft and watercraft operators.
Yeah.
I don't think we should move it out, Mr. Chairman.
Set the bill aside. Meeting session 2 for Senate Bill number 51, finance, an act relating to state aid for school construction providing for an effective date. The problem is that they're rushing the bill through on the House side. If you recall, they asked if it could be calendared tomorrow.
It's no problem. It's just very, very expensive. It's going to cost us a fortune. I would sure like to wait till Monday until we hear from our financial advisors.
I would, too. What are we doing in this thing?
It's $970,000 for FY86 with the current bond issues out there. If there's any more new issues, which is the Fairbanks, the Matsu, and the Kenai issues, this bill is a $7 million additional bill. It's a $22 million fiscal note with additional bonds, but it's a $7 million extra.
Rules Committee stand at ease. Order. CS for Senate Bill number 51, finance, an act relating to state aid for school construction providing for an effective date. Any objections with the understanding we'll hold it in reconsideration until Monday's calendar. So done. What am I missing? Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 279, finance, an act transferring and appropriating certain loans to the Economic Development Fund and the Commercial Fishing Revolving Loan Fund, etc., etc.
Mr. Chairman, I have no problem calendaring if as long as the Senate Bill 303 appears on the calendar ahead of them, which lifts the prohibition to have the railroad go into Nanoland.
This is the Red Dog situation. I think the chair would like permission to calendar the bill and then await a strategic moment to do so.
Sounds great.
I will do calendar.
Any objections? So done. CS for Senate Bill 280, finance, an act relating to the authorization of bonds and notes for the Long Mountain Transportation Project. Same situation.
Move to calendar.
So done. Any objections? So done. Senate Bill number 285, an act relating to the recoupment conveyance for land at Illinois Creek and providing for an effective date.
Can we take a look at that for a few minutes?
Yeah. Want to hold it?
Just want to take a look at it.
All right.
Bill, I haven't seen the land touched it, tasted it, smelled it, on the way.
Senate Bill number 303, an act removing a limitation on the power of the Alaska Railroad to apply for a right-of-way or exercise eminent domain.
Move down.
Any objections? So done. Senate concurrent resolution 21 relating to a report on maximizing local hire.
Mr. Chairman.
Wait,
bill was referred to finance on Senator Fix's motion.
What did she get?
Okay. We'll wait for it. Senate concurrent resolution number 22 relating to an alternative road system in Denali National Park.
Move to calendar.
Any objections? Well done. House print resolution 35 urging the United States Olympic Committee to select Anchorage as the United States nominee for the size of the 92 Winter Olympic Games. Any objections?
I thought it was supposed to be Fairbanks.
Move to calendar.
No objections? So done. Any other business?
Mr. Chairman, could we calendar 35 tomorrow? Okay, and I don't know why the Labor and Commerce Committee is who referred that bill to me and why I requested it. I don't know why or what the problem is on 21, but we'll get it back to you as soon as we can.
Okay. And we do plan to meet Saturday, by the way, but probably a session for messages.
Senator Clark raised with the staff. There's a question. There's no fiscal note with Senate Bill 280. Although it was referred to finance, it doesn't currently have a fiscal note attached to it.
What's
the
rate?
That's
where
you're
giving all of the money.
It's not a fiscal note, it's a transfer. Yeah. See?
I just wanted to raise that issue. That's,
it was not referred to finance, is what you're saying?
There's a fiscal note with 279. The fiscal note with 279. $17.7 million fiscal note.
We just did the House Speaker's office caught our attention to a couple of bills, and I think we went to trial on.
And what do you think?